KO4HKX,
W4DJW.
Alright, since you asked me about A2, I went over there and checked after I put my computer and stuff up, and it is there, so it's got to be something around my desk that's doing it. I have to figure it out. But just to let you know.
Alright, that's good to know. I'll go light mine up and see if it's quiet. Of course, I can hear it fine, but I can't get into it very good because the antenna's on the other side of the mountain from me. So I'm trying to go through dirt to get to it. But anyway, good to know. Appreciate you checking that out.
And I'd let you know, and then anybody else listening, they learn at the same time. It's amazing what can interfere with a radio, because I told you I was having trouble with this one here in the 610. I hadn't been having trouble lately, and guess what change I made?
What'd you do?
Dash cam quit.
Oh, how about that? Dash cam wasn't but a couple of feet away from it then, right?
So, now my problem with receiving the 610 is gone also.
Ah, well, FCC tries to put all kinds of, you know, we wonder why the FCC puts so many rules, and that's because of little things like that. That's why they are so strict. Because they know stuff like that's going to happen, so that's why they have rules. it pays off in the long run.
Thought I'd let you know. So have a good evening. Good luck on the stock market there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
All right, I pulled up A2 while we were talking, and it's dead quiet to me. I'll hear nothing. Anyway, take care. Have a good one, and enjoy the weekend. If I don't talk to you before the weekend, KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.
KC4SKD. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Larry. I was just switching my APRS repeater off of A2 and back over to APRS frequency. I use it to check to see what's going on A2. Too many radios, too many frequencies. What's going on with you?
Today's my half day, so I didn't know if you were about done or destinated or whatever, but I just figured I'd say hey.
Well, I'm done every day. I'm retired. So I guess you can either look at it like I'm always done or I'm never done, because there's always something to do around the house. I got to figure out how to get electricity over to one corner of the house on the outside of the house that doesn't have it. So until I get that done, I won't be done.
And I've been doing some wiring in our old house, too. It's built in 1956, so some of the wiring in there don't look too good.
Well, I got one dark spot at nighttime. When you walk around the house, it lights up as you walk around it. I got one spot that when you walk around it, it doesn't light up. That's because there's no, the two on the opposite corners of it light it up a little bit, but you could still trip over something. You know, and if the cameras are watching, it might be sketchy as whether you could tell what was going on if something nefarious was going on in the middle of the night.
Yeah, always something to work on. Well, maybe you'll get something figured out. We put up some lights outside lampposts, and we went to Lowe's and bought some. They're really beautiful. I put LED lights in them. They do a great job. We got another one we got to work on, though. Here coming soon.
That's another thing I'm doing, too, is replacing all the incandescent light bulbs with LEDs, and you sure can see a lot better with a LED, especially when there's, you know, you're looking at the lapse time photography from the middle of the previous night. When the LEDs come on, you can see everything the color that it really is. When it's the incandescent lights, it's still you can't really tell color.
This is interesting, but for Christmas, I got one of these LED lights that you put up in your garage, and it's got these three panels that are flexible as far as their angle. Well, when I turn that thing on, it about wipes out my 2-meter radio. All I hear is a bunch of I hear a whole bunch of noise all of a sudden.
Is your 2-meter radio, like, not far at all from there? Is it, like, in the same room?
Yeah, and the antenna's up in the attic.
Mine haven't done that so far. I guess it depends on which ones you get. But I think the FCC has rules on those. And you might want to look to see if those that you got passed FCC rules.
But anyway, it sure does put off a lot of light. So I just tell myself for right now, I'll just either run the lights or run the radio, one or the other.
And it could be, you know, a few kilohertz up or down the band and it goes away. It could be just it happens to be where you're listening.
GU.
C4SKD.
Greetings to both of you. I heard something the other day while we're on the topic of LEDs that was kind of cool. I've had a few of them go out, a kitchen fixture and several of them, but whether they're a fixture or the bulb kind, you know, they got all these little LEDs in there that glow. They're in series, and if your light burns out, you can generally go in there and see a burned one or take your home meter and find the bad one. Poke it out with some needle nose pliers and put you a little jumper, and it'll go right back as brilliant as it was, missing one of those little LEDs.
I didn't know that. Well, that's what got me to working on this. One of the Ring cameras' lights went out, and they don't. Let me see if I got it.
Perfect.
Go ahead, Larry.
Sorry about that. I'll have to tell my dad. He messes with LEDs all the time. And, I'll let him know about that. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's the reason I got into clearing up all the dark spots in the yard, because one of the Ring cameras, LED went out. And so I went to just go to buy a new light for it, because it's a $250 camera. It's a camera, it's a microphone, it's a speaker, and it's two LED floodlights. And one LED floodlight went out, so I went to buy another one, and everybody said, Ring doesn't do that. You got to buy a whole new thing. Well, there's these other people that said, go get a cheap one. Take the voltage converter out. It converts from AC to DC, and it also drops the voltage. And put the cheap one in there, and the thing just works just fine because they're wired the same. So that's what I'm doing. Now I'm on a now I'm going around the house finding all the dark spots. That's what kicked it off. Now I'm going around the house finding all the dark spots and making them light.
I wanted to throw that in. You guys have a good day. I'm at my next destination, W4 Never Give Up.
Come in there. I'll keep that in mind. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD, back to you, Dave.
All right, Phil. Catch you later. Hope to see you at the Winter Field Day we're having next weekend. Not this weekend, but next. Hope to see you out there. And take care. Have a good weekend. So, Larry, you on your way home? Is that what you said?
He stopped to make. I stopped by the laundromat, pick up some stuff, and then I'm at home. And trying to decide what to do for the rest of the day. I got about 8 things I need to do and can't decide which one I want to do first.
Well, I'm taking breaks in between stock market and watching the news and going outside and taking 46 pictures inside a globe at 400 feet up with the sky clear like it is today. Makes some beautiful panoramas when you stitch them all together. I have a good time doing that. I had the whole year of COVID, I used to put my multirotors up throughout the day and take 46 pictures inside a globe and come down and compile them into panoramas, and that makes my back wrap drop. And different days have different skies. They have different clarity. They have, you know, they're just different, and it just kind of rotates through them. Well, I used that disc. That was a USB disc. I used that disc for something else. I said, I've got those backed up, and no, I didn't. I lost all of them. So now I'm putting a multirotor up about 3 times a day and taking pictures.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Sure is a beautiful day. Hope there's not much wind. I don't know if that'll interfere with what you're doing or not. Probably would.
Yeah, on windy days, if it's really windy, I just pass. I just say, okay, that's a bad day. Or I get it right before the sun comes up or right before the sun goes down. Usually sometime in that area, it can either kick up or it can lay down. And if it lays down, I'll get them then. If not, I'll just pass and go on to the next day. But it is kind of cool. When you get 400 feet up and you take a picture every, like, 40 degrees or 35 degrees, and then you stitch them together, you can see the whole horizon. And from my house, which is just above the north campus of Greenville Tech, I can see the Daniel Building downtown, downtown Greenville. You can see it sticking up. You can see the water towers that are sticking up, especially if you've got two monitors and you spread it out really across all both monitors. You can look up and down the horizon and see all kinds of things you wouldn't have thought you could see from your house.
Very, very interesting. I'll have to talk to my brother and see if he's tried that. He's got all kind of drones and flying cameras, I call them, and stuff. So they mess with that, too. Anyway, Dave, I better sign with you. I'm almost at home in my next stop. And repeater don't work too well in this area, so I'll go ahead and sign with you for the day.
All right, Larry, it's good talking to you. Enjoy the weekend if I don't talk to you again. KC4SKD, W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, KC4SKD.